I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iranian security forces recently raided an underground church in Karachi and arrested five Muslim converts to Christianity. This, coupled with the arrest of two Christians back in March, are part of Iranian officials' clampdown on believers. However, Jonathan Racho of International Christian Concern says,
it has not stopped Christianity from spreading in Iran. We have information that Christianity is truly spreading like a wildfire in Iran. Many Muslims, thousands of Muslims are coming to Christ thanks to the courage of Iranian Christians who are working very hard to spread the good news.
Next, Youth for Christ has canceled half of this summer's mission trips to Mexico, losing at least 300 opportunities to share the gospel. Why? Media reports on the H1N1 virus and the drug-related violence scared Christians away. YFC's David Schultz says the church needs to reevaluate the way it makes decisions. The trip cancellations impacted relationships with Mexican Christians.
Our folks in Mexico live with whatever problems they have down there, and they don't understand the fact that the American church can make its spontaneous decision based on one or two news reports that they hear and not trust our indigenous hosts when they say it is safe.
And Crescent Project's Sahara Challenge 2009 is wrapping up. The conference began last Saturday and ends today. They're training pastors, missionaries, and college students to present the gospel to Muslims, held in Atlanta, Georgia. After the conference, those attending have the option to go on one of seven short-term mission trips. Pray for God to work in the lives of those attending and the Muslims that they'll impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.